Friends of Krishna speak about him in Vrindavan. So, what's happening? First of all, the activities of Krishna are inconceivable, which means Krishna can be simultaneously in one place and not be in another place. So, Krishna reserves the right to continue his pastimes in such a way that he enhances the remembrance of the devotees in the form of separation. So, for the gopis, the leela always is that Krishna leaves and he leaves Vrindavan. Then the gopis remember all the pastimes that they had with him during the time when he is in Vrindavan. And those pastimes are enacted and re-enacted and enacted and re-enacted. Simultaneously, Prabhupada writes in the purports of Bhagavatam, actually Krishna originally never leaves Vrindavan. Because wherever Vrindavan is, Krishna is there. Because the mood of Vrindavan is what actually captivates Krishna. So actually, the Shastras and Acharyas tell us that factually speaking, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. But simultaneously, to continue his pastime and increase the remembrance of him, he appears to leave Vrindavan. And then he is in Dwarka. And while he is in Dwarka, he is Dwarkanath and Dwarkadish. But at the same time, his pastimes in Vrindavan continue. So who can understand this? Prabhupada says it's not possible for us to understand because Krishna is Achintya. And because he is simultaneously one and the same. So the Krishna in Dwarka, the Krishna in Vrindavan, and as Prabhupada said, the Krishna in any place where Vrindavan atmosphere is created is still Krishna. So when Prabhupada was asked this question, he would reply by saying, Sastrically, it is correct that Krishna continues to stay in Vrindavan as the original form of Shamsundar. In fact, in one point, Prabhupada even makes the distinction that the Krishna in Vrindavan is considered the highest mood, and then the Krishna in Dwarka is in the mood of opulence. But at other points, Prabhupada says there is no difference now between Krishna in Dwarka and Krishna in Vrindavan. Why? Because Krishna is absolute Prabhu. When he is whole, he is whole. When he is separate, he is wholly separate. So, whatever that he does is complete and it is perfect. That's why in the transcendental world, 2 plus 2 is 4, 2 minus 2 is 4, 2 divided by 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, no 2, also 4, because it's always complete. But because our mental capacity is limited to the material sphere, it is impossible for us to fully grasp at that time. So Prabhupada said, grasp it on the point of faith. And Prabhupada said that wherever the atmosphere of remembrance of Krishna, Krishna Smaranam is there, then be sure that Krishna in his original form of Shamsundar is always there. So as long as we remember these beautiful shlokas, as long as we are unflinchingly attached to Bhagavatam, then Krishna is always there in his original form. That is sufficient for us. If we want to know the nitty-gritties of it, Prabhupada then told a devotee. One time a devotee asked Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, how is the spiritual world? You say every walk is a dance, every speech is a song. You know, is there day, night in spiritual world? What does Krishna do? Does he do this? Does he do that? And Prabhupada said, why don't you just go there and find out? Just go there and find out. It's much easier. So this is the point that sometimes Prabhupada tried to tell us. So in this way, once we understand that Krishna is absolute Prabhu, then this point becomes less perplexing. Is that all right? I can take one more question if it's not too long. Yes, now we're okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. We quoted this verse 6.25 in which the demigods are praying to the Lord.
Yes.
And they are saying that they are unable to see because they think that we are separate and we are independent gods.
Yes.
But we also see that whenever they are in trouble, they reach to him. To the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
So in a way they are dependent on him.
Yes.
So is it, do they mean to say that they are dependent but they are not surrendered?
Good point. There are so many levels of surrender. Complete surrender would mean that a pure devotee is the person who completely surrenders. Very often what happens is for struggling devotees is that we surrender when we are in trouble or when we need to surrender. So, you know, on a need-to-know basis, we have this in the world, isn't it? So, same thing for devotees. On a need-to basis, I will surrender to Krishna. On other days, when everything is fine, when I can survive, then, okay, Krishna is there, but it's all right. So that's the difference between the gopis and the devatas, for example. The devatas could understand technically, could understand theoretically, but because they were not surrendered totally, there were times, like this verse shows, that they could not properly understand who Krishna is. And it's the same for struggling devotees or devotees who come into the movement initially. We don't understand the import of 10.8, that Krishna is the source of all things material and spiritual. So very often when something material happens, we think it is not, has nothing to do with Krishna. But even that has something to do with Krishna. But the great devotees see everything to do with Krishna. So because they are more surrendered to, their level of dependence allows them not to be independent, but dependent on Krishna, very naturally. So if we increase the progress and quality of devotional service, Krishna willing, by the mercy of Prabhupada and the devotees, we will also come to the point where it is not only in difficult times we remember and become surrendered, but in all times we are dependent on Krishna and we are very alert to the interest and vision of Krishna. So the devatas do us a big favor here, because they show us how it's possible to understand something but and yet act in other ways, because that understanding has not become realization. We have not practiced it yet. We are speaking about it, but we haven't put it into practice. That's why we're agitated. Is that helpful? Okay. Sorry, we don't have enough time now and we have to stop here.